Built for Speed by John McGuinness. Read by Joe McGann. Foreword by Guy Martin. It's early March, and me, John, and the Honda team are out testing the new Fireblade in the sun. It's going okay. There's a few niggles to sort, but I got to tinker on the bikes, and John even trusted me enough to take a spanner to his, so I think that's a good sign of things to come. At this point, John asks a favour. Would I write a foreword for his new book? John is the man, so I say, aye, as long as I can have a bit of input from the boss, and that is Nigel the dog. John looked at me like my potato bravas were a bit too spicy last night, but just says, yeah, whatever. John hasn't really met Nigel yet. He'll see. I give Nigel a call and the conversation goes a bit like this. Guy. Now, boy, what's happening? Not much to report here. The Fireblade's going well, and the team are mega. John has asked a favour, though. Can we write a foreword for his book? There's a deep sigh on the other end of the phone. Oh, dear. What's up? You do know that people ask their celebrity friends to write forewords, which means McPint has put you in the celebrity category with his F1 mate and that one from the Bake Off. What? John knocks about with the old bird. Yeah, Dad. A bit of Enduro in the morning together, and supposedly Mary has taught him how to make a mean Victoria sponge. Right, interesting weekend, then. Yeah, Dad. What do I think of John? John McGuinness will be remembered as an all-time TT legend when he finally retires. The man has 23 wins under his belt, and he's chasing down Joey's 26th win record, so I don't see him retiring any time soon. Do I think he can do it? Never underestimate John. I don't know if anyone knows the course as well as him. Sometimes at the beginning of the week you think, ah, he has lost it, as he's got no wins. Then he finally arrives at the senior, and you can't beat him for love nor money. We like John. He seems really happy in his lot. Maybe I envy that a bit. He's happy with not chasing something bigger and better every week. He loves the TT. That's his drug of choice. He chases the wins. He isn't the fittest of lads, but you can't really argue that beer and pie should be taken off the pre-TT training diet plan, as the results speak for themselves. Perhaps we need to get the pies in you. Maybe I can get his mate Mary to give us a recipe then. We both wish John all the best with the book. It's a great read, and John is as down-to-earth as they come, even when he rocks up in his superstar motorhome. He's quick-witted, and I like the banter. I'm looking forward to being his teammate, and I hope you all enjoy the read. Nige, anything to add? Hang about. What's this rubbish about being just a brickie for Morecambe? More chances of you laying an egg than a brick, mate. Guy and Nige. Becky McGuinness on John McGuinness. I've held John McGuinness's hand in his spare visors for more than 350 races over the last 27 years. From his first race at Aintree in September 1990 until the last time you saw him flag the way down the Glencrutchery Road. I've lived and breathed every corner of every single race. The British Championships, World Championships, Northwests, Ulster GPs, TTs, Macaus, Star of Darleys, Scarboroughs, Daytonas and more. I've done all the worrying, as well as all the washing. It's what any good wife would do for any good husband. Some women don't make very good racer wives, and some races make for terrible husbands. That little bit of glamour that you might see on the telly takes hard work from both sides. The silence while we wait to hear he's through this or that sector of the TT is even more complete when you're the closest person to him. The crashes, the wins, the deaths, and all the miles in between. I've laughed and cried with John all the way. I'm the person that sees the John McGuinness that John doesn't want anyone else to see. Sometimes John doesn't even want to see that John himself. I've seen every side of him, whether I've wanted to or not. I've been with John since I was 13, and I'm now 41. I've supported him through thick and thin, for richer and definitely for poorer. He went wild for a few years, and it was a real challenge keeping up with him. Good men like David Jeffries provided a calming influence and helped keep him on, or at least near, the right track. John's biggest problem is that he has the mental age of a 12-year-old. If you think I'm joking, you should have seen him on a recent family...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?